Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? In the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
That camera on them.
My body with a finger of love. That's why I love him. Let me give you another reason why I love the Lord. He kept me close in my right mind. The old folks say, I got a reasonable portion of my health and strength. I'm wondering, is anybody here? Do you love the Lord? Look back on your life when you were down. God picked you up when you were sad. Didn't God make you glad when you didn't have no money? Money to pay your bills. Didn't he step in on time? Won't he step in on time? That's why I love.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is good, the Lord is great, and he is worthy to be praised. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I am Pastor Kimberly Black. I am your host for this evening. It is an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to be able to worship with you on this 8th day of October in the year of our Lord 2023. What an honor it is that you have chosen to worship with us on the Light of Portland. I want to give an apology and ask for forgiveness for our missing the mark on last Sunday night. Amen. We were in Seattle, Washington, and Pastor Sherelle was traveling, and we scheduled for Elder James Wooten to be our guest speaker. And the worship service I was attending on last week ended at a little after 8. And so we just were not in place. So we're asking the Light of Portland family to please forgive us, but we're grateful to God for his traveling grace and mercy. Pastor Sherelle made it home safely, and I and my family, we made it home safely. So we're just grateful to God. But I'm thankful for the Light of Portland family because you all went to call, and if you didn't call Pastor Sherelle, you called me, and I'm so grateful that you tune in every Sunday night. It makes my night, it makes my week go a whole lot easier. And so I'm grateful tonight for all of you and that you have made the Light of Portland a part of your Sunday evening worship experience. Praise the Lord. Well, I love the Lord on tonight, and yes, he heard my cry. I love that song so much, and I love the Lord really from the bottom of my heart, and I wanted to share that with you on tonight. We are really excited about what the Lord is doing in our midst, what he has been doing for us. We know that he is a healer. We know that he is a deliverer, and we are so grateful to him for all of the marvelous, wonderful things that he has done. I want to honor those that make this platform possible, Archbishop Ruth Smith, and to the Bishop Stephen and Ann Butterfield, and to my friend and my sister, the co-laborer in the gospel, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, and to our guest speaker on tonight. He is not a stranger to the light of Portland. He's everybody's favorite, because every time you see him, he's got a word of encouragement for you. If you are down, he can make you smile. He can make you laugh. And if you keep on, he'll preach a little bit and bring the Holy Spirit will bring conviction, and he'll make you cry. But it's all a good cry. Amen. Because when the Holy Spirit begins to work on us, we know that we have been worked on. And that is Pastor J.W. Friday of Portland, Oregon. We are so honored tonight to have you with us tonight, man of God, to bring forth the word of God. I told a young man today that I wanted to, when we want to make announcements, if you have announcements, if your ministry or your church, you're doing something and you want the city to come out and be a part, or you just want the saints to pray, please send your announcements to me at gssmbc@yahoo.com. That's gssmbc@yahoo.com. We will make your announcements. We want people, we want the saints to be praying, and we want people to support what's happening in your community and in our community. And so this afternoon, I had the opportunity to speak to the owner of Heavy Plays Restaurant and Cafe. Young man that grew up right here in Northeast Portland, Brother Marcus Branch. He owns this restaurant. It's called Heavy Plays Restaurant and Cafe. He's located at 901 North Anchor Way, Portland, Oregon, 97217. He's open Tuesday through Sunday. He opens at 12 noon Tuesday through Saturday and 4 p.m. on Sundays. And I told him, I said, son, when we get out of church, we be ready to eat, and we can't wait till 4. He says, Mom, if you tell the people and they come, I will open up at 1 o'clock so y'all can have some place to eat. Because as you know, here in Portland, all our soul food restaurants open up at 4 o'clock. And who's going to wait till 4 o'clock to eat? Amen? And so let's support my brother Branch. He is at Heavy Plays Restaurant and Cafe. The address is 901 North Anchor Way, Portland, Oregon, 97217. He's open Tuesday through Sunday. On Tuesday through Saturday, they open at noon. Sunday, they open at 4. And when I tell you their menu was a heavy plate, it was a heavy plate. I had a fluffy waffle with some beautiful golden crispy chicken yesterday. It was so delicious. And let's start supporting our own. Let's start encouraging our own. This is a young man that went to Jefferson High School, graduated. Some of your grandchildren probably know him. But let's do right by our Black-owned businesses. Next week, I'll talk about Norma Jeans. I'll get more information about them, because his family also is a part of the body of Christ. Anybody remember Reverend Frank Milliner? If you went to New Hope Missionary Baptist Church in the 70s or the early 80s, he was there, and then he was at Antioch. And so his grandson has a restaurant that we want to talk more about next week. But we definitely want you to know about Heavy Plays Restaurant and Cafe. Amen. This weekend, for those of you that are listening and you are in the Pasco, Spokane, Tacoma, Seattle area, we will be in Spokane, Washington on next weekend. Amen. I will be the guest speaker for the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church annual Women's Ministry Fall Tea. That will be next Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. in Spokane, Washington. And I want to see you in the place. Amen. The tea will be Saturday, October 14th at 3 o'clock p.m. at the Emmanuel Family Life Center. It is located at 613 South Richards Avenue Court, Spokane, Washington, 99202. Contact information, you can call 509-868-4871. And then on Sunday morning, we will be at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor James Watkins, at 10 a.m. for morning worship. I hope to see all of my friends that are in the Spokane area, Pasco area. I hope to see you there. We're going to have a hallelujah good time in the Lord. And we're just going to be praising the Lord. So we're asking for your prayers as we travel from Oregon to Spokane, Washington on next week. Pray that God bless us and keep us and that we have safe traveling grace. Amen. Those are all the announcements I have at this time. Pastor Sherelle, you are on tonight. Do you have any announcements to share with our family and friends that are in the Georgia area? If you do, press 1. And I can bring you on live. But if not, just email me your announcements at gssmbcyahoo.com. And we will make those announcements. Well, we are getting ready to move on just a little bit higher. Amen. Just a little bit higher. We're going to have prayer following the prayer by our very own minister, Lee McClendon, Minister of Music, Church Administrator for the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church. She will be taking us to the throne of grace. Following our prayer, we will have a song of preparation, and the next voice you will hear will be that of our speaker, Pastor J.W. Friday. I now yield this call over to Minister Lee.
Amen. Amen. God, great God. We thank you, Lord, for yet another day to be in the fellowship of the saints, to be in the fellowship of the elders. God, we thank you for your spirit that rained down so fresh and free in service on. God, we just believe, God, that you are continuing to show us and reveal yourself to us in ways that we could have never thought or imagined. But God, we just ask that you will continue to open up hearts and minds, God, in the world that we found ourselves in experiencing. Continue to reveal to us, God, your word, your truth, God, which is our power, Father God, we, because of your word that dwells within us, for your word says to hide your word in our heart, that we might not sin, miss the mark, transgress against you, Father God. We come up short, we fall short on many ends, but Father God, your word says with loving kindness, have you drawn us unto you. So help us to operate in that same love. Father, of abounds, Father God, where grace and mercy also abound. So God, we do thank you, God, for the things that we may not understand. God, your word says in all of our getting to get an understanding. Help us to operate in understanding, God, of what you are doing in and through us, and to us with understanding so that we can continue to gather that are on the margins, gather those that may not feel included in what you're doing in this season. Open up their hearts and minds, God, to elevate in you, God. Help us to continue to seek after you, after your word, after your will, after your way. Lead and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, O God. Continue to trust in you with all our heart and lean not into our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge you for you to direct our path. And Father God, then directing our path, we know that the steps of a good man are ordered by you. And so, Father God, help us to line up to the orders that you have for us to fulfill in this earth as it is on our personal earth and in this earth that we dwell together in, that you will be exalted and the body will be edified, that you will be glorified, Father God, and all that we do. Father God, continue, Lord, to give us a heart, Father God, for your people. Father God, show grace and mercy, to show loving kindness, to do justice, love mercy, and to walk land that we find ourselves pilgrims in. Father God, we know that you are rewarded for those that diligently seek you. And God, we just ask that as we continue to seek, as we continue to knock, Father God, that you will open up the doors, God, as we continue to ask for what we need. And God, we're asking you to continue to pour out your spirit amongst and come into a new understanding that we work together better than we do apart. And so we ask for unity. God, we pray for unity in the spirit right now. We claim, God, healing, Father God, from sickness and disease, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, Father God, we ask that you would meet the need. God, we ask that you continue to cover those that are on the front lines of ministry, very best, to continue to seek those. And God, we just ask that you can build, Father God, a team around those that are truly doing the work. And Father God, as we hear the word from the elders, us younger generations be the example that will listen more and talk less when we're in the position to hear the elders and to glean from what they teach us and to pass it down, God, so that you will not So, God, for that we do thank you. God, for that we do give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. And, God, for that we also expect, God, for you to show up the way that you only can do. And we bless your name both now and forevermore. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
Belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you.
Y'all
together one time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. Who else would you give a hallelujah to but unto God? Hallelujah. That's his praise, the highest praise. Don't want to waste a high praise for a low reason. Help me, somebody. Glory tonight. We are so excited and truly delighted once again. We are humbled. Amen. That God would call our name and entrust us once again, amen, that we might echo the sentiments of time. And that is, what a mighty God we serve. We give all praises to God, the great head of the church, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, who has looked beyond what we are to bring us to what we can be in the name of Jesus. We give respect, amen, to Pastor Black and the greatest St. Stephen's family, and to the supportive staff that sow into good ground, that allows the light of Portland to go forth, and to those that have been listening faithfully, amen. We thank God for you, for the worldwide audience, and I don't take it for granted. I am truly humbled that God would call my name. And here in the Pacific Northwest, the weather has just been spectacular. And I know we're in the month of October, and summer is supposed to be behind us, but you couldn't tell us that over the last few days because the weather has been marvelous. But then we look at the Midwest and realize that there is a cold chill that is running through the Midwest. And it's amazing how one side of the country can be hot and the other side can be cold, but you have those same circumstances within the church. But before I jump into the things that are on our heart on tonight, amen, let's look to the Lord, gracious eternal Father, once again, because you have so navigated our circumstances. We find ourselves again standing on your platform, Lord, to echo your sentiments to the hearers, Lord, those whose ear is open and hearts are ready, Lord, those who are in the work of God, the greater work of God in this last and evil day. Now, Lord, you brought us here, Lord, you prepared us. Now have your way, Lord. Let's go to work. Add a soul to the kingdom. Uplift a bowed down head. Turn someone from their wicked ways. And Lord, let us not emulate what the world is doing, Lord, but let us seek your face. For in finding you, Lord, we find all that we stand in need of. Feed us tonight, Lord, for truly you have set the table. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I was listening to Pastor Black, amen, echoing her sentiments about one of our young men that has the hands to prepare great meals, and he has been doing that for a while. And one thing about it, when you prepare a good meal, amen, the word gets out. If you know how to do that mac and cheese, the word gets out. If you know how to give them that savor that they flavor, amen, the word is out. Let me tell you, the word is out on what a mighty God we serve as well. I'm going to attempt to get where I think I'm going, but if I don't get there tonight, understand God will stop me where he wants to stop me to give you what you stand in need of. Let's take our Bible because the evening is far well spent. I don't want to be before you long. Amen, Lord. All of thee and none of me is my greatest prayer, Lord. Let's go to the book of St. John, amen, a very familiar chapter, amen, the 14th chapter therein. I love it Why? Because the majority of this chapter, minus a few verses, is written in the blood. Amen. Someone would say, well, it's just in red. Ah, no. It is written in the blood because it's Jesus speaking to us. Church, say amen tonight. Then we hear a few words. I have to touch here. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And here's where we get our power. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And if you allow me to digress to the sixth verse, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But I want to, amen, I want to touch that 26th verse. But in order to touch it, I need to go up to the 22nd as we hear Judas speaking unto the, Judas saith unto him, not Judas Iscariot, but Judas said, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Now hear this, why is it that you're going to show us, but you won't show the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man love me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the words which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But hear this, but the Comforter, let me hear you say the Comforter, amen, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Now hear this, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And remember this in verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Lord bless. Amen, and empower your divine word and give us understanding in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For just a few minutes, I just want to tell you, listen, for he speaks. Listen, and I want to talk to us that have been with the Lord for some time, those that were trained up in church, amen, that were brought up in church, whether you wanted to go or not, amen, you know, Sunday school, Baptist Training Union, Vacation Bible School, and all of the Easter and Christmas plays and the little projects that they had for the children to do, amen, the little trinkets that we made, we were so proud of, that we presented to our mothers and our fathers, made by our little hands, while God was, amen, taking the time to teach us about who he is and let us know whom we belong to. And I think along the way with COVID and this new orientation that is being attempted to be pushed upon us, we find ourselves not in the narrow way, but having narrowed our perspective, amen, instead of understanding, no, God is not on the broad way. He is yet on the narrow way, but don't be afraid to come the narrow way, because Scripture reminds us that we are to seek the old way, the old path. And why does that come up? Because we always talk about, boy, that was the good old days. And we always reference to that, it seems, because that was when we had our youth, when we were, as mom and them would say, when we were spry, when we could run all day and not have to take a nap. I remember running 2-3 days, hadn't had a nap or nothing, and come home, take a nap for another hour and a half and run another 2 days and not even be tired. But it seems that if I get up early enough and if I'm involved in enough things, moving a few things here and there, I find myself truly exhausted, rather spent. And Bible talks about there are times in our life when we can be at a point where we're poured out like a potion. Let me talk to the believers right now. And remember, I want you to understand this. God will call to our remembrance exactly what we need as we move forward, because it's like Scripture says, Lord, thy word have we hid in our heart. And only pause there to say, thy word has been taught, hallelujah, and imputed into our hearts by the great teachers that thought enough, amen, and were designed by God to be placed in our lives in a path perspective, amen, in the right place when we were on the right path. Because when God put it in the right place on the right path, he put it in there for the right time when we were on the wrong path. Oh, you ain't got to say amen, but it's that which God instilled in us when we were young, amen, in Bible, amen, Sunday school and Bible study. God imputed some things into our spiritual remembrance. And what I like about John 14 and 26, we reference to the Holy Ghost as the teacher and remembrancer. And I like that word. He's the remembrancer. He's the one that will bring to our memory the word of God that we have hidden in our heart, that we would not sin against God. Hallelujah, somebody. When we began to learn those scriptures, amen, and how we learned to pray, don't you remember, Lord, I lay me down to sleep, and I pray the Lord my what soul to keep. If I die before I wake, Lord, I pray my soul to take. Mama and them instilled that. Then they added another one. They took it on over, amen, to that 23rd number of Psalms. And there in that 23rd number of Psalm, God blessed us to teach us that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. He taught us, amen, that he maketh us to lie down in green pastures and that he will lead us beside the still waters. And he put in a trigger reaction, something that will bring us back when we're really low. He restoreth my soul and he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And when I'm afraid and seems like all things around me are falling apart, therein he gave that first verse that says, yea, which is to say, even though you might be going through the valley right now of the shadow of death. And I've been in the valley of the shadow of death about 5 times in the last 3 weeks because people have been called from labor unto reward, and it's people that I love and those that have sowed into me, and it's my duty to sow into their family some uplift and to sow into their family some joy in remembrance of the good things that they have done. And it reminds us that only what we do for Christ will last. Hey man, we don't care nothing about your credit ratings because that fluctuates even when you don't use your credit cards. But amen, the hand of God remains the same. There's so much in this world that fluctuates, but the hand of God remains the same. And then he told us because of who he is, we will fear no evil. And he let us know that we're not alone because he is with us. And we don't come empty-handed because his rod and his staff is there to comfort us. And then he let us know that when we're hungry, that he has prepared a table before me, and he's done it right in the presence of them that are thine enemies. That's why I thank God for everybody, including my enemies, because my enemies are there right now. Somebody's mad because I'm on this platform, but you might as well go on be mad, but more than that, you need to listen because you might hear something. I learned a long time ago, you might not like the preacher, but there's always something he can teach you. And the Bible says, thou anointest my head with oil and my cup runneth over. And the confidence of this sixth verse is what's got us to 71, looking at 72 years, and therein the Lord reaffirms who he is when he said, surely these who are on assignment, their names being goodness and mercy, have but one job, and that is to follow us all the days of our life. And if we got goodness and mercy, we must be headed somewhere. We got a dwelling place that's in the house of the Lord forever. That's why I like the word of the Lord. That's why I listen Why? Because he teaches and he speaks all the time. I got into this 14th chapter of John and he's speaking so much. I was trying to focus but on that 26th verse, but there's so much meat on the table. And I heard Pastor Black talking about the young chef that got it going on. And then as I looked at that 14th chapter, the 15th chapter cried out and it let me know that he is the true vine and he is my father. Hallelujah, is the husbandman. And watch this, I heard her say branch earlier. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh it away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it. Somebody wondering what's going on because God didn't cut off some things in your life. He's purging you and getting you ready for the endowment that he's about to entrust you with. Now that's for somebody. Yeah, you wonder why you can't go where you used to go, because he's getting you ready. You wonder why even when you talk to these folk that you used to talk a long time ago, that the conversation then got short and they've got a little more testy, because with each day you, because God is calling you to a greater work, you are listening more to gospel than to that secular bump. And I'm from the old school. I'm the old school originator, your music entrepreneur. They called me the groove factor. I still like a good groove, but there's something about that name of Jesus. I hear you, Lance Allen. Something about it. Rance, thank you, because when God gets a hold of you and he becomes the teacher and the remembrancer, he'll remind you of how long he's been with you. He'll remind you when you're about to go astray that he has a greater reward for you. He'll remind you when you're about to give up that you don't have no give up in you. He'll remind you when everybody's talking about you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He'll remind you because he's just that kind of God, and the word of God itself is designed just for you. Listen right now, for he speaks the word of God. The characteristics are imperishable. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That's Mark 13 and 31. And what I like about God is God's word is gracious. Hallelujah. And all bear him witness that wonder at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? It's amazing who God can call and who God can speak. Your parents could have been a booger bear. They might have been the coldest players in town. They might be underhanded and run with riffraff. But God called your name in the midst of underhanded activities, in the midst of negative vibes and conversations. And he lifted you by his graciousness. He turned you around by his graciousness. And everybody want to remind you who you related to. But now because of his graciousness that has opened your heart unto him, you belong to God. You belong to God's family. Old things have passed away, and you no longer Joseph's son. You need to be looked at in the realm of behold, that all things have become new. Let it come to your remembrance that he has taught you in which way ye should go. He has encouraged you when nobody else would. God's word, another characteristic of his word is mighty. Remember that on tonight, Luke 4 and 32, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. I'm so glad tonight that God's word has power. I'm so glad tonight that if you dare to lean and depend on God, you can do a mighty work. Some people just want to do a meager work, but we are called to do a mighty work because we serve a mighty God. Ain't he mighty? He's a mighty. Hey, man, the word of God is mighty for the pulling down of strongholds, the stronghold of doubt, the stronghold of dismay, the stronghold of haters, the stronghold of cliques, the stronghold of them that try to pull you down, the stronghold of pitfalls and pits that were dug by other people for you to fall in. It's by his mighty works that you didn't fall in. It's by his mighty works that you didn't give up. It's by his mighty works that you weren't persuaded to come off the wall. Another characteristic of his word is where he works at. It's a spiritual word. Hallelujah, somebody. It's not always within the word of God, but it's somewhere in the realm of God. And there's a word for all of us as we gather around the throne. Your word might be different from mine, but be assured and rest assured, because not only is it imperishable, not only is it gracious, not only is it mighty, not only is it spiritual, but it's also life-giving. John 6 and 68, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Once you come alive in Jesus, once you start to thirst for his word, once you start to seek him with your whole heart, then you become a rewarder. Because he said he is, that is God, is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. Let us on tonight diligently seek God, but also diligently seek God to bring to remembrance everything that he has bestowed upon you, and receive it when he brings it up. He won't conjure it up, because spells are conjured up, but he will stir it up in you. Yeah, Lord, because what he has is incomparable. Hallelujah. Never has a man spoke like this, is the testimony of John 7 and 46. And God has a word, and he said, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my word hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Don't be judged because you missed the word. Don't be judged because you know not the word, but you act as if you do with your form of godliness, but you deny the power thereof. Oh, your clothes is fine and your shoes is shined, and you got the red bottoms on the bottom of your shoes, and you might have a fantastic church hat, and you might have a matching handkerchief and tie that makes you look mighty fine. But the one thing about God is God, amen, keeps his promises. And God, if he called you, he knows where he's going to send you. Let you yield unto God. Remember, it is God that has brought us, and not we ourselves. It's God that wakes us up in the morning with his finger of love, stirs us to see a brand new day, wakes us from a death-like state. It's God who tiptoed across the vaulted dome and hung the celestial sky, has demanded and declared that the Big Dipper be big and the Little Dipper be small. It is God that made the Milky Way. Hallelujah, somebody. It's God, amen, that made the North Pole and capped it with the frost of snow. It's God. Yes, it is. It's God that made water wet. I hear you, Dr. Pack. It's God that put the moo moo in a cow and meow in a cat. It's God that gave an eagle wings to soar high. Amen. It's God that put stripes, amen, on a zebra. It's God that gave a giraffe a long neck so it could rise high and eat from the fruit of the top of a tree. It's God that lifted you from your sinful nature, turned you around, placed your feet on solid ground. It's God, by his unchanging hand, bring it to your remembrance, that lifted you up once before, and he's done it again, and he's done it since then. Tell God thank you. He is the teacher and the remembrancer. All you got to do is listen, because he speaks, and he's speaking right now. He's speaking right now. He's given a divine disclosure. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou givest them to me, and they have kept thy word. Jesus knows, amen, all about us. Amen. He's God's representative as God himself. And he works along with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost brags about nobody but Jesus. That's that triune Godhead that works in our favor. Bring that to your remembrance tonight, that God works in our favor. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we have this divine fellowship and this abiding comforter, which is wrapped up in this wonderful gift of eternal life that God has given unto us. And as I close the book tonight and thank God for yet another day, amen, there's so much to be thankful for. I'm thankful for my children, even when they're bad. I'm thankful for my enemies because I love to make them mad. I'm thankful, amen, for the entrustment of God's word which dwells within us. I'm so glad that when I hear another child of God begin to proclaim, amen, the blessings of God, amen, I can get excited because what they have, I've been blessed with too. So don't act like God left you out. God included you. But he wants you to always remember that he is the teacher and the remembrancer. And I want you to listen and listen clearly, for God speaks and he awaits your answer. To God be the glory. Father, even now we release this message, amen, to the world that is listening, Lord God. Touch every hearer, every believer tonight. Touch them right where they need you, Lord. We surrender even more as we bask in the remembrance of what you've just spoken to us. Quicken our spirits. Add to the kingdom. In the blessed name of Jesus, we thank you. May God bless you richly. May God bless you richly. Come on, Pastor Black.
Amen, amen, amen. As usual, Pastor, what a fired up word. What a rhema word. What a word to encourage us and inspire us and help us get on that good foot that we may continue to do what God has commissioned and called us to do. Thank you so much, Pastor Friday, for that word on tonight. My brothers and sisters, I hope and pray that you have been blessed. I hope and pray that something has been said tonight that has encouraged you, that has intensified your love relationship with the Lord, that has caused you to seek God's face like never before. I mean, I'm going back through Psalms 23. Pastor, I'm going to have to borrow some of the points you made in Psalms 23. My assignment in Spokane is fill my cup, and I've been looking at Psalms 23 all week, and you helped me out tonight to hear some more things clearly. So I'm excited. I'm on fire, and I'm ready to tell this world that God is good, he is great, and he's worthy to be praised. Well, until next Sunday, my brothers and my sisters, know this, that Jesus loves you, and I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Until next Sunday, my brothers and my sisters, be blessed in the Lord.
What you say now, what you say now, in the city, in the field, what you say.